All right, very special moment for us as we cover the run to the playoffs here, this wild card game. Chris Haft is with us from MLB.com. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Great, Marty. Great to be with you, as always.
We're going to go back to Pittsburgh and bring in the former manager of the Brewers and the Oakland Athletics, a longtime baseball man. He's working the Pittsburgh Pirate television broadcast, the pregame and the postgame. He's a great baseball man and always enjoy learning from him, and that is Ken Mock. Mock, how are you this morning?
Doing well, Marty. Doing well.
Yeah, well, I'm really glad to hear from you, and I'm glad that we connected with you this morning, because I've been going over all these scenarios that can happen with the Pirates and the Cardinals, and from the Pittsburgh standpoint, is this good to use all these pitchers up this weekend?
Oh, it is. I mean, they win the day, Cardinals lose, then it's tied. And, you know, you want to win the division. You don't want to get into that one-game deal. They've got Liriano pitching the game against Simon. Liriano's been lights out in September. I think his ERA in September is like 0.35. He's only allowed one run, I believe. And just been pitching tremendous. And then tomorrow, if need be, it'll be Cole against Cueto, which is quite a matchup. Cole in 10 starts in September for the Pirates the last 2 years, he's 8-1. So they could well win the next two games if the Cardinals happen to falter. You know, that'd be a playoff. If they lose two, the Pirates would win the division. And certainly you'd like to get into the position where you don't have to play that one-game playoff.
Boy, Chris Haft is with. Chris, for Ken Mock, anything that you'd like to say this morning?
Well, Ken, how does I'm fascinated by Liriano and how he's been looking. What do you notice about him that's been distinctive over the last few weeks?
Well, since the All-Star break, he's been tremendous. His fastball command's been good. He's got a great disappearing slider that he gets a lot of hitters to chase out of the zone. He also has a changeup. I think he's kind of modeled that changeup after Santana, who he pitched with in Minnesota. It's a good downer changeup. So he's got some chase pitches. If he gets ahead with his fastball, which he has been, and he throws that fastball in the mid-90s, makes a hitter start to bat early, and he gets a lot of swings out of the strike zone, and has produced a lot of strikeouts. So his fastball command has been good in the second half, and that's made his other pitches really good.
Well, Ken Mocker with us. Always good to talk. Good to hear your voice. He does the Pirates pre- and post-game TV analysis there. Mocker, what if it's a tie and they have to play on Monday? Who pitches Monday for the Pirates?
I would think that Johnny Cueto or Edison Volquez would be the guy. He's, again, the Pirates have had a remarkable September, and he's been part of it also because his pitching in September has been great, too. I think the last time out, 7 shutout innings. He's got, a scoreless streak of maybe 18 innings now, if I remember. It's either 16 or 18 innings. His command also has been good. Changeup is great. Slider's been doing good. So he, I think, would pitch on 3 days' rest if they do have the playoff situation.
Wow. And that leaves Vance Worley from Sacramento against the Giants or Jeff Locke, or bring Liriano back on 3 days if it happens to be Giants-Pirates.
Well, that's if all those scenarios played out, you know. So the Pirates would have to tie the Cardinals and then lose that game. And then play the Giants and host the Giants. So
amazing. A
bunch of scenarios still, and I'm sure the traveling secretaries are not appreciating the fact that you've got all these things to do, yeah.
Very good. Hey, just thinking about something you always told me in September, and I still say it and everybody knows it. In September, the pros take over, and you told me that many, many years ago. Who's taken over for the Pirates that has led this charge into September? Probably the hottest team in baseball right now.
Well, I think it's been a bunch of guys. Starling Marte has really swung the bat really well since coming off the DL. He had a little concussion issue. I mean, he's been really hot. He's inched his way up into, I believe, into the top 10 in hitting. Josh Harrison, the third baseman, he's got a chance to win in batting title. I think he's riding a 12 or 13 game hitting streak. McCutchen has just been playing like McCutchen. He's hit a bunch of home runs lately. They've been getting some good offense from Travis Snyder in right field. He had a couple big hits last night. Russell Martin has been just fantastic. The big series against the Brewers, he knocked in the game-winning RBIs a couple times. So you can hear my my chorus here a little bit. It's been contributions from everybody, but everybody's been hot. But with all that being said, offensively, the pitching staff has really done it. I mean, I talked to you about Volquez, Liriano, Cole. They've all stepped up, and Worley has pitched pretty well also. So you got four pretty solid starters there, and then their bullpen has been pretty good also. They have four guys now contributing out of the bullpen, Watson and Melanson and Jared Hughes and this guy John Holtzcomb, who they signed. I think he's got eight or nine scoreless innings. He's only given up two hits in nine innings. So they got four solid guys out there. So, I mean, they're playing really well. And like you said, the best record in the National League, maybe in baseball, in the month of September.
Wow. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, it's kind of maybe in a way unfair, but, Ken, it sounds like the Pirates seem like a really well-balanced team, which doesn't always play out. Things don't always play out that way in a one-game situation. But overall, you know, they do seem built for the long haul.
Well, they do, yeah, but here again, the starting pitching is going to determine that. I'm assuming Baumgartner will be the starter.
Right.
I believe I saw a game when the Pirates were on the road, Baumgartner started and didn't fare so well against the Pirates that particular game. So it comes down to starting pitching, you know, how this all plays out. Who knows, you may well be playing the Cardinals, not the Pirates, but if you do play the Pirates, they've got three, four hot starters and a solid bullpen.
You know, Mark, it's Ken Maka with us. He does the TV work for the Pittsburgh Pirates, a former major league manager out here, had so much success out here with the A's. Maka, this one-game play-in, the roster can be configured a lot of different ways. You don't need 13 or 14 pitchers. You only need probably, I don't think you need eight or nine, but you can have a lot of ways to go on that. How do you recommend people do this? How many pitchers do you carry?
You'd want your full complement of bullpen guys, probably plus one. You know, in case something would happen to your starter, hit with a line drive or sprain an ankle or something like that. So I would think you'd need a couple of your starters and then your full complement of bullpen guys. So and then, you know, you'd be able to leave maybe two of your starters off and then fill that with extra guys on the bench.
What do you think about this play-in game? How do you know, you never had to go through this. You've been through the playoffs so many times. You never had anything like this.
Really, if you really look at the National League, the thing's been settled for a week. It's just a matter of the position. The Braves got eliminated. The Brewers got eliminated. And really, if you only had one wild card team, it would really be exciting right now because, I guess the Giants would be two games behind, huh?
Right.
So, that's right. So, I mean, and you look at the American League, it would probably be the same way. So, for a week, the teams have been pretty much settled in both leagues. It's just a matter of their position. But it does give, a lot of teams more of a chance when you get into September. There is a little more interest, but this year it didn't come down to that last game. It hasn't even come down really to the last weekend. It's all the teams have been decided about.
Yeah, boy, this is going to be an interesting weekend. I know with two games to go, you won back with two to go. Baseball history is littered with situations where ties come in and you go down to that last game. So you've got quite a weekend ahead of you, and I appreciate you being on. I imagine the buzz in Pittsburgh is pretty good.
Oh, yeah. They've broken all-time attendance record. Fans are all wearing the black and gold. Not so much Steelers, but there's a lot of tees for the Pirates out there. So it's been exciting for the people here, and it's a revitalization of baseball in Pittsburgh. So
very good.
Hey, Marty, do me a favor.
Yeah.
You got your show there. Give me a call afterwards. I got something for you.
All right, very good. How's Pitt doing?
Okay. They got 1:30 start. I got to work. I'm going to miss the Pitt game.
All right. Thanks, Kenny. Thank you.
All right, see you.
All right, that is Ken Mock. Boy, Chris, great to have him on, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I covered Mock in 2004, my 1 year with the A's, and he was a great guy to deal with, like you said. I learned learned quite a bit of baseball from him.
Yeah, he knows baseball. He really does. Hey, I'm glad to have you here. We cut into your segment a little maybe your thoughts about the rest of the weekend for the Giants, what we can expect. They do see two lefties. It's a good tune-up for them.
Good tune-up. They just, whether they face lefties or righties, Marty, they just need to start hitting. It's the offensive performance has not been very good recently, and to put it mildly, and really the pitching hasn't been all that stellar. So, I mean, just to play well will give them a little momentum heading into the wild card game. I know they'll have the 2 days off, but they'll be filled with instant confidence, I guess, when Bumgarner takes the hill. I mean, you've heard so many guys say that in the past few days, but it's all talk. I mean, they have to do it on the field. And while these aren't crucial games, obviously for them, these two, they just need to it'd be good to see Pablo Sandoval swing the bat a little better. Guys like that who've been scuffling a little bit of late.
Yeah, you can see a couple of lefties though. It's a good test for Sandoval to get turned around again, and Blanco and Crawford to see what Crawford's had a good year against lefties.
Yes.
But who's going to play left field here? This is the one thing. Maybe the audition goes on this weekend. Let's assume it is Liriano. Let's take that scenario or a Cardinal right-hander. How do you see left field playing out?
Well, they're taking a long look, as you've seen, at Travis Ishikawa, who does have the experience, experience playing left field. Maybe is a little he hasn't done that much in the major leagues, but he's played a lot in the minors, and I've watching him last night, he certainly looked if not polished, well, pretty competent.
Yes.
There's some certain plays I haven't seen him have to make, but I don't know how much you're going to see in just a short span of time. I think Bruce Bochy likes his bat, so they just want to see if he can handle it out there in the field, because obviously you don't want to lose a game on a defensive gaffe.
Now, if he goes in and starts for the offense, I guess Perez probably would come in defensively. It'd be one of those moves later on.
That's correct. I think Boch has a lot of respect for Juan Perez's game, but I don't think he's ready to start a postseason game yet.
I think they've seen enough of his bat for a while.
Yeah.
Hey, who pitches tomorrow for the Giants?
Haven't had a chance to go in the clubhouse yet, but of course Tim Lincecum's name's been thrown around.
Yeah.
That'd be a great way to, if he had a strong outing, be a great way to propel him in the offseason and give momentum in the next, because who knows? I doubt, unless they go a long way in the playoffs, I doubt he would get a postseason start. And even then, there'd have to be a strange combination of circumstances to get him a start. But that's one distinct possibility. They may want to give it to throw it open to the kids.
Chris Heston, maybe?
Yes, people like that. So there are multiple possibilities. I don't know whether nobody's asked Bruce this yet. I don't know if they want to throw Bumgarner for an inning just to tune him up, like a side session.
Sure.
But you also don't want to risk injury there.
No.
So that's probably a real long shot, actually.
Hey, great. Good information. Chris, thanks for talking to Ken Mocha and adding that part to it. And Pittsburgh, St. Louis, it's one of those baseball weekends with really one back with two to go. And you win today, the Cardinals lose, you're tied. And really, it could just be an amazing weekend of baseball. Or it could be all over for the Pirates or Cardinals today if things break. So who knows?
As Ken said, he mentioned traveling secretaries. I was thinking of the travel agents and stuff like that. It's a good thing with all those flight delays. It's a good thing that's
Even for you guys.
How
are you dealing with it?
On pins and needles, but it's fun. Like you said, it's a lot better than the alternative, which is a year like last year.
Do you have a hotel in Pittsburgh and St. Louis already?
Actually, yes.
All right, very good. Chris Haft, MLB.com. Chris, thanks so much, as always.
Thank you, Marty.
All right.